Happy Monday, boys and girls. My name is Jerry Scott Mitchell, coming to you live on MMRX from the ultimate remote location, ultimate route, not the default route, but the ultimate route. I kind of had to force myself to do this. Seeing how it's my last day here, this is probably my last walk in the ultimate remote location. I was gonna say in 2024. Yeah, in 2024, I shouldn't be back. If I come every 2 months, I shouldn't be back until next January. So, and I might even try to push that back as cold as it get back here. Right now it's like 29 degrees, which ain't so bad. We do it 29 degrees out here. I forget what the wind chill said it was, but don't seem to be too much wind out here. Which is a good thing. But it ain't. It's definitely not. Well, I ain't gonna say it's cold. Well, I ain't cold. Again, I ain't cold. I'm prepared. I got on long johns, pants, sauna suit over that, Coleman thermal socks, t-shirt, long sleeve t-shirt, sauna jacket, scarf, and a sweat jacket over top of that, so I'm good. I don't even got my gloves on right now, just in case I need to adjust the camera. But you know what I'm going to do right now? Put my gloves on. The default location, no, the ultimate remote, the ultimate route coming to you, doing what I do. I didn't want to. All right, it just stopped for some reason. And in this cold and the way I'm walking, I kind of don't care why. At least not right now. Just trying to get it done. Just trying to do what I'm trying to do. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to be that person and do what I do. Well, maybe because I hit the button. Let me turn that off. Maybe turn off the remote. Maybe it cut off because I hit the remote. That'd be very well possible. That could very well be possible. Ultimate remote location, ultimate route towards the area where I grew up in. I was leery of it, but this may be my last one in 2024 as I embark, get on the airplane tonight. Go back to California. And I will say, this may be the longest stay that I've had here, other than that time I took a whole month off and came back here with my father. Probably the longest next to that in probably 40 years. Because I left in 83. I left 41 years ago. In 1983, I got pictures of the bus station from which I left. For when I walked downtown. Trying to figure out the best way to hold and carry this. I guess I'm not gonna hold it the most comfortable way, because maybe the most comfortable way Well, maybe the most comfortable way isn't the easiest way. Can I put it that way? I'm talking about how I'm holding the selfie stick in the camera. It seems like if I keep it more vertical, straight up and down, it's easier to hold. But it's kind of not, because then you have to like balance it. But if I extend it, then angle the camera up, I have it like the selfie stick is almost horizontal, perpendicular to the ground. And it gives a weight to my hand. It's kind of easier to just have that weight in my hand. Here's the flagpole. The flag, Union Bank. I say it every time I walk by here, I know. I know I do. Steelers won yesterday. Big game. Very big game. Against Cincinnati, we look really good. Granted, Cincinnati's defense isn't the best and is notoriously not good, but sometimes a football team could come out and run through plays with no defense on the other side and basically still make mistakes and not be schemed correctly or line up correctly. Uh-oh, got two buses. Got two buses right there. Look at that. So I wasn't worried so much about what Cincinnati was doing. I was looking at the way how sharp, agile, and creative, and how we executed, how the Steelers executed, regardless of Cincinnati. Because you got to get that together first. And we matched them touchdown for touchdown. We went down and we scored a touchdown just like they did. And I said, I don't think since AB and Le'Veon and Roethlisberger, the Killer Bees, has the Steeler offense look that potent and lethal and capable. That capable, I should say. They really look capable. And it was impressive. The defense stepped up when it had to. Now Cincinnati has a good offense, so stopping them was not going to be easy. And we kind of knew, you know, you ain't going to be able to stop Joe Burrow, not the way he's playing right now, with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Maybe the best wide receiver tandem in the league, playing with one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league. And they had a running back, Chase Brown. And I had Higgins, and I had Brown on my fantasy team. No way in hell I'm starting against Pittsburgh. I just can't do it. No way in hell I'm starting against Pittsburgh. I just can't do it. I couldn't do it. And they got numbers, but I still won. But more so to the point, I won, but I am more than likely eliminated from the playoffs. And I've probably said this before and I'll say it again. I scored the second most points of all the teams in the league. And I got like a 5-6 record. Uh-oh. Something Gary go down. Something Gary go down. I don't know. Something Gary go down. Or they just might be moving. Or they already did it. Is it already gone? Something girl go down. They didn't block off the street. They might have just been digging in the street. And I guess go down is probably not the right way to put it. Go down is probably not the most congenial way to put it when it comes to stuff about what I think they're going to do, tear down another building. Now, one building looks like it's ready to go. Looks like they got it pretty much all stripped out, it looks like. I guess. Not that I would know what that looks like, but, you know. Southside, Youngstown, Ohio. The Steelers look good. I signed up for DraftKings, so I'm doing a little bit of online wagering. New players get $150 in bonus bets. I put my bonus bets on the Steelers yesterday to win the money line. So I made a few dollars. You know, I made a few dollars. Transferred it out of my account. And then what I did this morning was I logged on to DraftKings. I fired up my VPN and I connected to Arizona. And I think it worked. I think you got to connect to a state that it works in. And then I look at DraftKings, right? The website. And ask them, what states does DraftKings work in? And Ohio wasn't listed. But I'm in Ohio doing it. I know California ain't. But, so we'll see. So I got like $6 in my account. I emptied the account out. I got like $6 in the account. Ready to get back. Mr. Scale told me 221.6 today. When I woke up, I deserve it and I earned it. I earned it and I deserve it. That 221 it's been worse. Don't get me wrong now. It's definitely been worse and recently. It's definitely been worse than recently for a Monday. So, and I overcame it. And so, we just got to see how it's going to go the next day or so. Because today I should be okay. Since I'm flying, I'm not going to eat like a fool. You know, my stomach, I got to fly with my stomach pretty much empty. And when I get home, it'll probably be 3:00 in the morning. California time. So we see how I feel if I eat, how that's gonna work. I took Tuesday off. I didn't get approved for it yet, but oh well. They said the flurries was gonna start up at about noon. Seems like they starting up. Dewey Street, people. That's where it all began. Well, not right here, but you know what I'm saying. This is where Dewey and Mark. Boom. See that? I gotta tighten that up. Where's it at? I don't see it. Where'd it go? Okay. Oh, can't see it from here. Dewey and Market. I'm not walking down that today. We're going to walk this way today. Dewey and Market, Dewey Street, Youngstown, West Dewey. So West Dewey starts right there. East Dewey goes on the other side of Market. I got property on St. Louis, and there is no West St. Louis, because St. Louis, this street right here, it ends, as you can see. Oh my God, I was just talking in my head. How long was I quiet? I was talking in my head. I was thinking, and I ain't trying to get weird or nothing, but I was thinking about my Thanksgiving Day great gratitude speech and going over it. And it's, you know, it's pretty much the same little speech that I say, you know, about how much, you know, I really enjoy being who I am. It's not that I love Jeffrey. I love being Jeffrey. And, you know, blah, 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 blah. And did I know that, you know, Jeffrey, I didn't create this all on my own. You know, I didn't create this all on my own. I gave thanks and gratitude to every elementary particle and any atom that has ever come in contact with my resonance or energy or influenced me or I influenced in either direction. And I started naming things. And for some reason, I said, I thank everything. My ex-wife, and I don't know why I said her first. Then I had to clean it up as well. The kids, everything. You know, I was just trying to make a list to let, you know, to emphasize the everything part. I don't know why I started with her. And then, what I was just thinking about now is, she picked me. She picked me. I was sitting on the steps. I remember distinctly what was going on. I was sitting on the steps at the house, and she came up there and sat beside me. And I was like, what the hell is going on? That's just how I was. I might have been 20, like 2 years out of high school. I was up there hanging with the Kendall crew, all them dudes from D.C. and West Virginia, Rick and Eric and all them. Because we threw a party in Youngstown. And they came up, and we did what we did. And we were sitting there, just, you know, whatever. And she came up and sat next to me. I was like, what? And I'd be remiss to not say that at that time, back then, Terry was one of the finest women around that place. Girls, women, whatever. She was like one of the finest ones around that place. And I'm like, what the hell? She always had a boyfriend, so I was like, you know, she was my sister's friend, so I didn't even think about it that way. You know, not that I wasn't in her league, but I probably wasn't. Even though she was 3 years younger than me. Because that's just how goofy or innocent I was. Innocent part, yeah, you know. And she picked me. And I remember things went on from there. And we had kids. And I'm thinking, if she didn't do that, you know, I wouldn't have these kids. I wouldn't have my kids or granddaughter, that whole thing. You know, it's funny how you look back on things. And granted, one of my sayings is, I tell people, get married young, have kids, get divorced, get it over with. I mean, maybe that situation worked for me. And that's why I can, you know, say it and talk about it. And almost, you know, I don't see nothing down about it. But I was just thinking, she picked me. And then from there, you know, we kind of stayed in touch or didn't stay in touch or whatever. You know, whatever. She ended up in California. We ended up having kids, getting married. And Jeffrey, my son, looked just like me. And my daughter looked just like her. I mean, just think about it. I mean, you wouldn't even, you know, I was just thinking how I'm sitting on them steps and she came and sat beside me. From there, we went from there to granddaughter, basically, and grandson, two grandsons. You know? And where we hang out now and do stuff, you know? She remarried, she got a good man, understanding dude. He can be kind of stubborn and hard-headed at times, but that's what makes it fun. He a Cleveland Browns fan. You know, we get along, you know, talk stuff, and go back and forth. You know, it's what it's about. And to have that, you know, like I said, I was just sitting on the steps. I was just sitting there, minding my own business. You know, probably drinking. Okay, no doubt about it, I was drinking. I drink beer, you know, I used to drink back then. I was just thinking about that, how, you know, that led to all the way to granddaughter. From what? From 40 years later. 40 plus years later. Almost 50, shoot. But then again, you know, I'm 60 years older than granddaughter. So, you know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, how things work out. And I was just thinking about that. Now that I'm getting sentimental in my old age, but I do think about things. I started to think about things that I don't want to say really matter, because that's subjective. And do we really know what really matters? I don't think we do. I don't think we might not even know what really matters. But I was just thinking about that. You know, how that went from, you know. And to take it deep, you know, she made the choice. You know what I mean? She decided, you know, whatever. Because, now don't get me wrong, she always had a man. She always had a man. Like, I think she told me she said since the third grade. That's just how she is. She just don't like being alone. She ain't one of the kind of people who like to be alone. Whereas me, I love being alone. But back then I was young and it didn't matter. Back then, you know, young, you in love, lust, whatever. Living together, we working it together, eating. Oh my God, it was a special time. It was a very, very special time. I probably wasn't cut out to be the person to enjoy that time. And since, you know, our split up and break up or whatever, it seems she has found men that could, you know, play that role. I even tell them now, I tell my daughter now, I don't know if I could have been there. I don't know if I could do it. And they all agreed that I wouldn't be the same. And she said, you probably would have been miserable. You know? And maybe she noticed that and left. But I remember she left me. I don't even know what I did. But I know we was, you know, it wasn't the best of times. Could have been postpartum, could have been anything, I don't know. But, you know, we was young. She left. I would say I didn't go looking for her. And I can remember sitting there, you know, more than once, thinking, if I ever get out of this, I ain't never getting married again. I've been in relationships since then. I actually was going to get married. Was engaged, had it in the paper. I'll do it again, but I never did. Seems like I ain't gonna say I got out of it, but you know, it just didn't work out. Had more than one relationship to see, and they just, you know, they go their way. Good women too, very good women. Solid. You know. Just quirky enough to make them interesting, but pretty much solid women I've had in my life. I've always had good people in my life. I've always had good people in my life. As I said before, to the point I probably take it for granted. And I know this. See, people, they'll cut you off. They'll like cut right in front of you. They don't care. They'll run you over. They'll like run you over. If you don't watch out as a pedestrian, they'll run you down. Pedestrians do not have the right of way. Nope. Pedestrians do not have the right of way. So I was just thinking about that. You know, to get all deep. You know, she's like, hey, you know, she picked me. And we, you know, we worked together, we did things. Two kids. You know, we like two, oh, they go St. Pat's. Ooh. I wonder if I should. Should I walk that way? Am I gonna walk up Oak Hill? I think I am. St. Patrick. I don't know how far I walk yet. I think I'm gonna walk up Oak Hill. Cause I do want to go see St. Pat's. So this is life back. This is my life back here. It's Youngstown, Ohio. This is where it all began. This is where that little bit of nostalgia I went through. I just got through talking about all part of it. Like I said, the right elbow down to the way the sidewalks are made and crackly and broken, and trees and where the houses are built and brick buildings, just all of it, you know, just all of it, so much, so rich in memories, can I say that, so rich in memories, look, all these houses still here, look at that. And don't look too bad either. Jesus. Braden? I'm guessing, is it? If it is, that'd be something. See the houses. That's how they build them back here in Ohio. That's what I'm used to seeing. They cleared whatever was there out and made a parking lot. Probably can even walk down some more. Walk away. When I say down, I mean walk farther away till I get my 5,000 steps or so. There it is. There it is. There's the gym. There's the school. I used to be Miss Gibbons' class. Sister Janet. The principal's office. I came in at fifth grade. So, and I think down at this end of the building here is where the preschool and stuff was. So I never really frequented that part of the building. I wonder if the church is open. Church should always be open, shouldn't it? Shouldn't the church always be open? It do look like the door's open. Look at it. I should take it off and put on the good camera to get a high resolution picture. Here's where I think there used to be something there they got rid of. I think Donald Scott and Patsy DeChellis. I don't know why I remember them names. Used to live in them houses over there. Donald Scott wanted to be a police officer. I hear school kids. I guess school is in. Okay. Leave that alone. Yeah, I definitely hear school kids. St. Patrick's School. Remember walking up on that playground. I remember walking up on that playground the first time my mother dropped me off. First person I saw was Jamie Williams. He went to Cleveland with me and we both transferred over here at the same time. So I was glad to see his face. And he already knew some of the people here. Because they was cousins. Everybody was cousins, you know, he knew. So I think he knew Binky and some other people over here. Here it is. Look at it. Oh my God. It looks the same. Oh my God. Look at that. Oh. Look at it. I think my mother drove up. She came in from over here. Drove up from here, over here, from that street, over here, and then dropped me off about right over there someplace. And everybody was standing here on the playground, all the kids and stuff. My first day. Look at it. That's where it began. My parochial school education. I should stop and see how much time and stuff I got. How many steps? Not that it matters, because I'm going to get steps. It kind of don't matter, because I'm going to get steps at the airport and stuff. You know, I'll make my 10K easily. Regardless, and it's starting to snow flurry. They said the snow flurries were going to start about noon. So it's about that time. Is everybody ready? Yeah. She chose me. I said at that time. She is one of the finest things in this damn city. In fact, they got a picture of her graduation picture on the wall. I was like, damn. I'm blessed. I done had everything. You know, I don't know how to do it. I done had everything. I done did everything, had everything. I mean, I've been through so much. I mean, I'm blessed, highly favored, however you want to call it. However you want to call it. You know, because in pretty much whatever I've wanted, I've gotten. You know, everything I pretty much wanted to pursue, I was able to. And just, I've had all the experiences you know. And I just, you know, what can I say? Maybe I deserve it. Maybe I earned it. Who cares? I do, because, you know, I care about everything. You know, I was going to try to dissect it, put everything together and all that. Think I'll walk up Oak Hill a little bit and take it back to Market. So now that I'm walking up Oak Hill, I got to keep recording. I got 52% battery. I turned the brightness down. Hopefully that'll save battery. I think that's the rectory. That's the rectory where the nuns and the priests live. I think that's what that is. Look at that big old church. Look at that big, ooh, look at that. I'm gonna go in there one day. I'm gonna go in there one day. That big old church. I used to love going to Mass too. I wasn't Catholic, but I wanted to be. I used to love going to Mass. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Just love that prayer. That's my favorite. You know, used to still my favorite. Look at that. Whew. Marion, what street was that I walk up? I didn't even see what street that was. I could Google it, I guess. I don't know why I think it was Braden. Oak Hill and Marion. I think I might walk up to... I think it's another big church up here. It's quiet on this street, see? It's eerily quiet. Because you got a bunch of people around here with not much to do. I don't want to become somebody's entertainment for today. It's so quiet. No traffic. I can hear my clothes and footsteps. Too quiet. It's too damn quiet. I do want to walk up to Mount Calvary though. Can I do one more street? Let's take it down this. I don't like it. It was feeling eerie. Anyhow, I think I'm done for now. Just want to walk, even though it's starting to snow. Maybe I'll fire it up again. How about that? All right. Take my glove off. Turn the camera off. I'm not going to swing on y'all. I don't think. No. Because I'm probably not finished. I know I'm not. But we're going to shut it down for now. At least I think I am. And here come a postal truck. For all the streets that could have came down. Human beings love to find you. Now look at this. That's nice, isn't it? That's kind of cool. They got a snowplow in their yard. Hey, kitty. It looks empty. Got windows, though. Looks like they got put new windows in it. New door. Yeah, look like you got new windows, new door. You got no garage. Get back to civilization. Get back to the sound of traffic. The safety of others. We're all gregarious, even me. Even me feeling better being in the proximity of other human beings. Not feeling lonely. Not a loneliness that I was experiencing, but a sense of disconnectedness, vulnerability. But then again, it may be warranted from all the stories you hear about this place. You know, I'm just saying, all the stories you hear about this place leads you to believe you need to be on guard, you gotta be on point. Now I'm thinking, granddaughter, if father, granddaughter, and dad, daddy's supposed to come visit me before I leave at 3 o'clock. Kimberly, like, it's my day. She says she ain't want to be bothered on her day without it. Why you call your granddaughter an it? Because there's granddaughter, and then there's it. And they may or may not be two different things. Well, so we're back now here. I think I'm gonna go ahead and shut it down. I'm gonna swing on y'all. 2 times. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this, or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Sherry.